Have you ever felt a chill, heard your name whispered, or seen something flicker at the edge of your vision and wondered, was that real? Spirit communication doesn't have to be frightening or confusing. When we open to the unseen with awareness, protection, and intention, we step into the sacred conversation rather than chaos. This week on Mystical Minds, we're talking about how to communicate safely with the spirit world without inviting unwanted energy in the process. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, well, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Theis. I'm a psychic, energy worker, soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the metaphysical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through my intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. I will be in Saginaw, Michigan. Yes, I will, for Maria Shaw's annual Halloween Cosmic Convention. It's happening October 23rd through 26th at the Sheraton Four Points. All weekend long, I'll be offering private readings, and on Friday from 3 to 4 p.m., I'll be presenting Bedroom of Love, a fun, insightful workshop filled with tips on how to turn your bedroom into a true magnet for love. Whether you're looking to reignite passion or attract a brand new spark, this talk will give you practical magic that you can use that very night. So come by, say hi, and let's raise some energy together in Saginaw. And please don't forget, I have Love Notes on Friday. That is my live show on TikTok between 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will find that at the period passion period zone. All right, so I hope to see you there. Now let's move forward to the card of the week, shall we? It doesn't matter if you're listening to this card of the week today, 5 years from now, or I don't know. Maybe this goes 19 years and you just find me 19 years from now. Whenever you listen to this episode, this card is for you for the upcoming week. All right. So let's take a look at what we got. We're using the deck Guides of the Hidden Realms Oracle by Colette Baron Reed. Let's open this up and shuffle away, shall we? All right. Okay. Let us shuffle and let us hope for a fun-filled. I don't know if you can you have a fun-filled, relaxing week? Sure you can. But let's have the week full of love and pleasure. There we go. I like that. Love and pleasure. I'm just happy because Pluto is no longer going retrograde. As of today through my career center, I say it's about effing time. So if you take a look at your astrology chart and see where Pluto has been retrograde in it, you'll discover why that part of your life has been stagnant for the last 7 months. Oh, thank God. Okay, so let us pick a card. Let's stop here. What do we got? We have Every Word Has Power. Ooh, it's a nice red card with a heart. And it says, we're talking about education, power of persuasion, communication, and your internal dialogue. So let's be careful what you say to yourself this week. Because let's face it, we are really cruel to ourselves. We are the things that our brain says to us. Is horrible. We wouldn't say it to other people, and we sure as hell wouldn't take that from other people as well. So why do we do it to ourselves, right? So stop the bad talk. And you stop it by paying attention that's happening. All right? Education. Learn something new this week. It doesn't have to be something, astronomical, but, something that is in your radar that you have been curious about, possibly. Go online, research, and research more than one site, okay? Take what resonates with you, and that's what you use. Of course, you don't have to do websites. You can do books. You can go to meetings. You can have conversations. Whatever it is you want to do, make sure you get more than one opinion, because every person's opinion, including my own, comes from our perspective on something. And our perspective on something comes from our values, our opinions, and the environment we're in. We either grew up in or are currently in. Okay? Very, 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 so very rare do you find somebody who is completely neutral when they give you with their two cents about a subject. All right? The only time I have found where individuals seem a bit neutral is when they're channeling somebody, because it's not them who is talking, it's somebody else. So, education, powers of persuasion, so you can get your way this week if you so desire, communication with others, and watch your internal dialogue. All right, so every word has power is the card for the week. Now, the mystical item of the week, this will play into the topic that we're going to discuss here in a second, is protection oil. So whether you create your own or you use a store-bought blend, protection oil is essential for any kind of spirit work. Hell, it's essential for any kind of energy work, including OBE. All right? This oil can act as an energetic seal, grounding your body while fortifying your aura. To use it, place a small drop on your third eye, your wrist, and your heart center before you begin any type of energy project or connection. Imagine it forming a shimmering gold barrier that allows only love, truth, and light to flow in or out. And if you'd like to make your own blend, and I'll put this below in the show's notes, you can use a tablespoon of fractionated coconut oil or jojoba as the base. You can put in three drops of frankincense oil for divine connection, 2 drops of clove for the strong energetic boundary, and 2 drops of lavender for spiritual calm and clarity. You can blend it and shake gently before each use. Okay? Keep this oil near your altar, maybe your oracle deck or your pendulum, as part of your pre-session ritual. And it's also note, when you make an essential oil combo of any kind, or you have essential oils, make sure you're keeping them out of the light. Okay, they fade very quickly when sunlight can hit them. So make sure they're stored where they're kind of protected from the light, but do not put them in the bathroom. Okay, just 2 cents, my 2 cents based on my opinion and my life of 58 years and using oils for probably 40 of those. All right, so October is a spirit communication and mediumship month. This is fun, isn't it? So the main topic is safe spirit communication. Makes sense, what, right? So first of all, when you communicate with the spirit world, you'd like to set an intention. Everything in the spiritual work begins with intention. Your intention is everything. It's your energetic thoughts, energy out to the world. Okay. Out to the world and beyond, really. When you approach spirit communication with fear or desperation, you send out a chaotic signal. And that's precisely what you'll attract back. Okay. Energy attracts energy. Like attracts like. Always remember that. However, when your energy is focused, grounded, and loving, you naturally attract guides and loved ones who vibrate at that same frequency. So before beginning, you can ask yourself, why am I opening the connection? Am I seeking comfort, validation, or guidance? Am I emotionally grounded enough to receive what comes? You can even write your intention down and speak it out loud if you want. Try saying, only beings of love and light and divine truth may communicate through me. I am safe, protected, and guided in this work. This single declaration and intention sets the energetic tone for your entire session. Think of it as programming your psychic frequency. Now, protection isn't fear. It's smart. It's very smart and needed. All right. It is the spiritual equivalent of fastening your seatbelt before a sacred journey. You can do a nice, simple ritual before you engage in any type of spiritual or energy work. You can stand or sit tall and take 3 deep breaths, centering your energy in your heart chakra. While after you do that, you want to visualize or imagine a sphere of golden white light expanding from your core, from your heart chakra, until it surrounds your entire body like a cocoon. And then you can whisper if you'd like, I am surrounded by divine light. Only love may enter. Only truth may speak. You can also have a protective crystal before you. Black tourmaline for shielding. And I sigh because I always say tourmaline, and that's wrong. Tourmaline for shielding, obsidian for psychic deflection, or selenite for purification. You can also apply a small amount of protection oil and imagine it sealing your aura like a sacred armor. If you're using divination tools like pendulums, cards, or spirit boards, cleanse them first with smoke, sound, or salt water. Of course, the salt water is as appropriate, all right? When you're done, always close the session with gratitude. Thank you for your presence. The circle is now closed. This intentional statement closes the energy and keeps your energy field clear and your spiritual space sealed. Now, once messages begin to flow, your awareness becomes your best line of defense. Not every energy feels the same. All energies have their own energy signature. And if you want to know more about that, go to outofbodyecstasy.com and search for energy signature, and you'll see my posts about it. But high vibration spirits bring warmth, peace, goosebumps, and loving clarity. Low vibration energies can leave you anxious, dizzy, or drained. So when an energy approaches you, you want to quiet your mind and ask, are you the light? Then, what I want you to do is notice what your body tells you. If you feel calm and expanded, please proceed. If you feel confusion, tightness, or fear, end the session and clear your space. Remember, discernment is your sacred filter. Your emotional state is the most accurate lie detector you will ever have. All right? Now, after spirit work, come fully back to the physical world. Grounding is a way to remind both body and soul that the session is complete. Try this closing ritual. Wash your hands under cool running water. This physically and energetically rinses away any residue energy. Step outside if you can. Place your bare feet on the earth or hug a tree. Feel its pulse anchoring you. Eat something hearty, especially root vegetables like carrots, potatoes, or beets, to replenish your energy within your body. You can always light a white candle and say, I release any energy that is not mine. That simple act resets your vibration and signals to the spirit world that your line of communication is officially closed. Now, there are other ways to communicate with spirits. So once you've set your intention, created protection, and learned how to discern, remember your emotions, There's another question people always ask me. How else can I connect? And the truth is, spirit communication doesn't always look like a full-on seance or a mediumship session. It often shows up every day in gentle ways. Spirit loves flying under the radar. That's why you got to pay attention. Let's explore a few of the most common and safest ways to open that dialogue. Dreams are one of the oldest and purest ways our loved ones and guides reach us. In dreams, your logical mind takes a rest and your intuitive self takes the lead. Pay attention to repeating dream symbols or settings, loved ones who appear calm, radiant, or younger, emotional tones that feel peaceful or healing rather than fearful. I always suggest you keep a dream journal beside your bed and jot down anything you remember, even the small fragments. Spirit often layers messages over time, piece by piece. Spirit often uses the physical world as a mirror for energy. All right? Feathers, coins, butterflies, dragonflies, sudden breezes, or specific animals crossing your path. All of this can be spirit saying, hello. The key is timing. Notice when something unusual happens right after you've been thinking of a loved one or asking for guidance. When you're in doubt, say softly, if this is a sign from spirit, please send confirmation in a new way. And then you need to stay open and pay attention because spirit will deliver a follow-up if you ask it to. Now, have you ever had a song pop up that perfectly answers what you've been feeling? Spirit often speaks through frequency, music, tones, and even the rhythm of words. Pay attention to lyrics, melodies, or phrases that repeat. Those goosebumps or that sudden emotional rush, that's resonance, energy recognizing itself. You can even invite communication through sound. Ring a bell, strike a singing bowl, or play soft instrumental music to raise your vibration and invite gentle connection. You can also have divination tools. They are bridges that between your energy and the spirit's messages. These can include pendulums for yes-no clarity, oracle or tarot cards for symbolic messages, automatic writing, allowing spirit to flow through your pen, skewering tools like mirrors or bowls of water for visual impressions. When using any of these, remember the rules of engagement. Protect, set intention, ask clear questions, and always close afterward. The tool itself isn't the power. You are. Meditation creates sacred stillness, the same frequency spirit uses to reach you. So try this simple method. Sit quietly, place your hand on your heart if you'd like. Inhale peace, exhale tension. Whisper the name of your guide or loved one. Wait, breathe, and allow sensations, images, or emotions to rise. You may not hear words, but you'll feel presence. That's spirit's preferred language. Vibration and emotion. Spirit communication is not about summoning something external. It's about remembering that you're already connected. The line between the physical and the spiritual isn't a wall, it's a veil. And when your heart is open, your protection in place, and your intention clear, that veil becomes a bridge. Trust the quiet moments. They speak the loudest. Now for your soul work for the week, I have a journal prompt, and of course it is below in the show's notes as well. If I knew my spirit guides could speak clearly to me right now, what question would I ask, and what would I be afraid to hear? Write your response honestly, without editing. You may find that what you fear hearing is actually the message you most need. There's an optional. Before journaling, maybe hold a piece of clear quartz over your third eye and breathe deeply for 1 minute. Then anoint your wrist with protection oil and begin writing. The quartz amplifies clarity, while of course the oil grounds your energy. Now I do have some suggested tools and support. Again, they are below in the show's notes. We have black tourmaline, repeals unwanted energy, selenite, clears residential frequencies after readings. Labradorite enhances intuitive sight while maintaining grounding. We have some essential oils, frankincense, divine connection, clove bud, protection and courage, lavender, peace and clarity, and the good old patchouli. Gotta love that. Grounding after spiritual contact. And we have some flower essences. Walnut strengthens energetic boundaries. Mimulus eases fear of opening psychic channels, and rock rose calms energy after starting or startling. Let's read this again. calms your energy after startling or an intense spiritual experience. Whew. One thing about me, if you haven't learned, if you're new to this episode, these podcasts, I don't edit. So every stumble I make, every word that I probably shouldn't have said, it's all in there. Cats interrupting, phone ringing, the whole nine yards. And I do this on purpose, not to edit. It's not that I'm lazy. I'm far from lazy. But real life is messy. Real life has interruptions. Real life is not perfect. And therefore, neither is this episode. I refuse to put myself forward as a perfect individual when I am far, far from being one. Okay? So, we also have a flash spell of the week. This is also below in the show's notes. And I call this the Guardian Veil. When I talk about a flash spell, it is something quick to the point without that many ingredients or objects you have to get. All right? You can use a one white tea light candle, so a little candle, a little pinch of salt, a drop of protection oil, and a black tourmaline or obsidian, a small piece. So create a small circle of salt in front of you. So you got your table, put a little bit of salt. You place the tourmaline or the obsidian inside the circle and set the candle next to it. Anoint the candle with drops of protection oil from, it goes from the middle, okay, the middle up to the top 9 times and the middle to the bottom 9 times. Do not go up and down. I've been saying this for 40 years. Do not go up and down. That messes with the energy of the candle, and we do not want that. All right? Light the candle and say, flame of light, shield of might, guard my soul through day and night. Spirits pure and true draw near. All else fades. I hold no fear. And then close your eyes and imagine a veil of shimmering gold light descending around you, sealing your energy field. When you feel peaceful, you can snuff out the candle. Don't blow it out because it scatters everything. Snuff it if you have one of those snuffers. You can also pinch it and it goes away. Okay. But try not to blow the candle out because it just scatters the energy you just worked with. And then carry the stone to maintain protection. Okay. And then dispose of the salt however you want to. You can put it in running water. You can bury it however you want to. Repeat this every 3 months as needed. And yes, you can use the same stone. Now that's a wrap on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. Don't forget your soul work for the week. Again, it's under the resources for episode. If you loved what we explored today, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. If you're craving more, join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and so much more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And if you walk the metaphysical path and would love to share your wisdom on the podcast, whether you're an energy worker, intuitive, healer, or just someone with a wild spiritual story, I would love to hear from you. And I've never caught up to getting a hold of people. I get a lot of emails, I get at least 15, 20 emails a day for this podcast. I cannot keep up. It's just me, people. That's it. I don't have a VA. I don't have anybody helping me. It's just me. So if it takes me 6 months to get back to you, I will eventually get back to you. And if you've already emailed me, trust me, I've already starred your email and we'll get back to you as soon as I can. All right, guys, love the attention, love the energy, love the wanting to be on this podcast. I think that is absolutely spectacular. And I am so grateful for that. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Now I just need to add more time to my day. But you can also get a private reading or soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path. Please don't forget that I will be in Saginaw the 23rd through the 26th. Yes, I'm very excited to be there. I cannot wait. Please come by. get a reading. It's only $20 for 15 minutes. This at this cosmic convention is the only place that you will get me for $20 for 15 minutes. I'm usually 75. Okay. So this just only here do I do this. No place else. So please stop by. And guys, until next time, stay grounded. Please stay curious. And I want you to remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.